This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump will travel to the sites of the weekend's two mass shootings later today. This comes as police in Dayton, Ohio, continue to search for a motive behind Sunday's mass shooting. The FBI is looking into whether gunman Connor Betts was influenced by violent ideologies. His former girlfriend, Adelia Johnson, says there were warning signs.
Yellow flags. The first one was our very first date when he showed me the shooting of the synagogue, which was in the news. And then the second one was when he got super drunk and told me he wanted to hurt people, and then just overall his daily drinking.
The shooter's family issued a statement. Bellbrook Police Chief Doug Doherty.
The Betts family is shocked and devastated by the events of Sunday morning in the Oregon District. They offer their most heartfelt prayers and condolences to all the victims, their families, and friends.
The other weekend shooting in El Paso, Texas, is being treated as a case of domestic terrorism by authorities. The El Paso attack, which left 22 people dead, has renewed debate over how to combat domestic terrorism in the United States. The White House is signaling it is not seeking to further escalate the trade war with Beijing. This after the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump took the mostly symbolic action of declaring China a currency manipulator. Financial markets tumbled after Beijing allowed the yuan to fall Monday to an 11-year low against the dollar. China's yuan weakened again Wednesday. The yuan has been weakening in recent months, especially as the trade war between the U.S. and China intensified. The Trump administration objects to a lower yuan because it would give Chinese products a price advantage. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman is resigning after